Hey, this is Matt and Jay, coming at you with opinions about things that don't matter. Today we're going to be talking about surviving the apocalypse. What does it take? Who does it take? And who the heck do you not want around you? Today we're going to start with Matthew. Let him kick us off. Just get us rolling on the topic. Matt, tell us first how the apocalypse is going to happen, in your opinion.
Well, I don't think it's going to be zombies. That's not real.
Which is really disappointing.
Yeah.
I've been preparing for that for a decade.
Well, I think I would handle that poorly, so I'm scared of just about everything. I'm scared of zombies.
Yeah, that's a pretty bad first start.
Yeah. Masked men.
Okay. Is there going to be a lot of masks in the apocalypse?
I don't know. What if it's like the Purge?
Yeah.
And you have people running around or this free day to kill. I mean, I'm not going to be very successful.
Yeah, I could see that. Okay.
If I was a little more, crafty, like my wife, maybe I could build a house or short my house that makes it feel very safe and secure.
So when you say crafty, you mean like construction, not like clever?
Yeah, I don't mean like I'm going to glitter a mask out.
I see. Not like a Hobby Lobby crafty.
Right.
Okay.
But I definitely see how
like a carpenter almost.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Handy. I should have said handy.
Yeah, I can get there.
Yeah. Because I don't mean I'm going to like come out in a bedazzled mask with like a bedazzled suit. I'd probably scare a lot of people away.
I'm going to say they'd never see it coming.
Yeah. They would probably run for the hills. They'd be like, I don't know what that guy's thinking or he has cooking, but I don't want a piece of it.
Yeah. And I've never been in an apocalypse, but I would imagine the element of surprise counts for something.
Yes. Especially if you have thinking, rational people.
Right.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I think we are all going to just go crazy. I think that's what the apocalypse is going to look like. I don't think it's going to be like crazy, like no one can think. I think we've already seen the start of it. I think that some of our views are getting crazy enough where we're all just going to end up clashing and we're going to have kind of like a giant civil war, if you will.
Okay. So man-made.
Yeah. Man-made. Absolutely.
Not an asteroid.
Right. Okay. Right.
Or a terrible, terrible virus that we find in the middle of the desert or the rainforest.
No, I think that could happen. I also think that could happen.
I feel like it's going to be Apple if it happens from Apple.
It's definitely going to be Apple.
Right, guys?
Can't even build a computer, right?
Tell me about it.
So, let's see. I have 5 dependents, okay?
Okay.
So,
it's your 4 kids and your wife.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so, as I would try to navigate, depending on what it looked like, if I'm trying to navigate the apocalypse, I would say, I don't have a bloody chance, okay?
Good to know. You got to know where you stand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I literally, if I was a betting man, I am. I would set, like, if you said the apocalypse starts at this date, how many days does Matt and the squad have? I would not say it's even in the day range. I mean, we're talking minutes. I mean, one of us is getting clipped within minutes.
So this is where I should come to loot very quickly, is what you're telling me.
Very quickly.
Okay, good to know.
Very quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll talk about that later, where all the good stuff is stashed.
Yeah. Like, let's say the other day I thought, you know, a robber had gotten to my house.
Oh, yeah. I remember this.
And what do you think my first instinct was?
I would say most people would either grab a weapon of some sort and rush out of their room in defensive stance.
Yeah, that's good. I didn't do either of those.
Okay.
I hid in the closet first.
Seems right.
Yeah. And then I realized, wait a second. The Reese's are in the cupboard. No, I come out buck naked, okay?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you
just like
you it actually took, prepped nothing.
Yeah, I prepped in no way.
Okay.
Except for, I will say, like the bedazzled mask, there is something a little frightening about seeing a man buck naked.
Well, you know he's crazy.
Right.
Right.
And you know, like, if this goes down, like as a robber, when you're looking at me, you're like, if this goes down, things could get a little hairy for me.
Right. That could mean hopefully, a lot of things.
Yeah.
I mean, how hairy are we talking?
That's the question.
Right.
And as soon as that starts running through your mind as a robber, you're like, I'm getting out of here.
You've already lost.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've lost a fight.
So, you know, as I'm kind of fleshing this out a little bit, I think maybe I have a little more of a chance than I thought.
Because of your naked charge.
Yeah, or my bedazzled mask, whichever.
Right. So what did you actually do? You run out buck naked and did you just stand there in the hallway? Or
yeah, I kind of moseyed around. No, there's no mirrors. I kind of moseyed around and tried to figure out what was going on. Wasn't really good with it. Long story short, nothing happened. I did nothing. I wouldn't have done anything if someone were in the house.
So no one was in your house when you got there?
I don't know. No.
Okay.
But all that to say, like, my prep was lacking, which you know, you could probably say that in a lot of areas of my life, lacking some prep work.
Not your strength, huh?
Not my strength.
Okay.
So let's say this goes down. You know, the first thing I'm thinking, the first thing that comes to my mind is water. Okay. So I'm going to grab maybe a couple bottles of water.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, at least a couple bottles.
Yeah.
You got to survive for at least 48 hours.
Exactly.
Right.
So as we're just, you know, talking, you can see why I'm thinking I'm going to die very quickly.
Yeah. You're actually dead in my head already in the scenario, but I wanted to let you play it out.
Okay. So I grab a couple bottles of water, maybe like a purse size.
Man bag size. Let's say man bag size.
Yeah. Because I want to put my water in there.
Right.
And I don't, you know,
you want to keep your hands free. This is apocalypse after all.
If I have to slap the mess out of a dude or girl or a baby, I'm going to do it, man.
Yeah. I mean, a zombie can be any gender, folks.
Yeah.
Never know.
I'm going to slap the mess out of them. So I need those hands free. and then I'm going to grab my gun or my gun case because it's locked and I don't have the key.
Wait, so you have a gun?
Yes.
You didn't bring that into this first battle though when you were naked?
No. I don't remember where I put it, and I was pretty sure that it was locked until recently.
Sounds safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to at least try to fumble around with that and figure out how to open the case and see if I have bullets, and then I'm grabbing them. And then I'm going to tell the wife to maybe we should pack some PB&Js. That's a go-to. The kids like it.
I have heard that the first thing you should do when the world is ending is make some sandwiches.
Yeah, it just makes sense. I mean, I think you can't survive without food.
Right.
Food first. Like if food goes, you're dead.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's the bottom of the pyramid.
Yeah. And then if water goes next, I think you're also in trouble. Maybe not as grave.
And you said you said you weren't a planner.
Yeah. Man, I'm feeling better and better about myself. So I got my food. I got my water. I got my gun. I can shoot at least fire. When I say shoot, I don't think I could actually hit anybody, but I could fire my gun in a general direction.
Sometimes it's the thought that counts.
Yeah. About 24 of those I got. 24 pop shots.
Right.
Have you ever seen the other guys where they do like a desk pop?
I haven't seen that movie.
Okay. Well, they just kind of fire their gun in the air.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that would be enough to startle or rattle whoever is out there.
I mean, in every zombie movie I've seen, I think that would work.
Okay. So we are kind of, if we're going with the zombie thing.
I don't think that actually worked though.
Yeah. I'm thinking if it's zombies, yeah, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
That's worst.
We've decided it's not zombies, right?
Yeah. But zombies is worst case scenario for me.
Worst case.
So I think if we're just trying to travel, I think I got to give up one of the kids early on. Just probably leave him back at home.
Yes. I mean, at least the young, he's slow.
He's slow, man.
I mean, you don't want to carry that around the whole time. You're running. This is the apocalypse.
The only thing he is fast at is laying a deuce.
Yeah.
And that's
not a great skill for
surviving. Yeah, it's literally no help. I mean, unless you're like getting the virus out quicker.
Hmm.
You know,
is your wife gonna? How's she gonna feel about this leaving the child behind?
Honestly, as you're asking me that question, I think I'm gonna have to leave her behind too because she's not gonna do it.
That's really what I was hoping the answer was. It seems like the wise decision.
But then, now I have three other kids without a mama bear.
Yeah,
I mean this is dangerous grounds.
When you had four boys, I mean it seems like you planned for this. You have your own little militia.
Right, but the age. I mean, if we're all grown ups, we're golden. It's better.
Right.
But if it happens now, trouble. Hmm. So now, if I'm leaving the youngest and the mama bear, I think I'm going to have to give up. Maybe the other two, leave them back too.
So just take the 10-year-old.
Yeah.
Right.
And
at least he can like run out and get you supplies.
Right. He can do like Rubik's cubes. He's pretty intelligent.
Yeah.
Maybe he can plan.
Right.
Or like read a map. I don't know if you can do a Rubik's Cube. Can you read a map?
I mean, I saw a map once. Are you talking about Google Maps or are we talking about the paper ones?
That is an interesting question. Do you think the tech will be working?
No, unfortunately not. And to be quite honest, I mean, think that means I will be lost in the first hour of the apocalypse. Not so good with the directions.
Maybe you can borrow one of my kiddos. Maybe they can help you out.
I mean, you mostly describe them as dead weight so far. So I think I might play solo on this.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I had a break-in in my house too once, or so I thought. Very similar situation. I woke up to an alarm going off in the middle of the night. I was strategically covered by whitey-tighties, if you will. But I grabbed my gun and ran downstairs. Fortunately, it was just my father who forgot how the alarm worked, and I did not shoot him, so I consider that a win.
But you did grab a weapon.
I grabbed a weapon. Yeah, heart was beating. Felt like I trained my whole life for this, you know, playing Counter-Strike growing up. Watch my corners. It's all about watching your corners.
What did you grab? What kind of weapon?
I have a Glock 17.
Yep. Do you know how to get the safety off?
I do know how to get the safety off. I actually have a shooting club membership.
Ooh.
Yeah, go and practice, make sure I don't miss.
Ooh, have you ever thought of teaming up with a single dad and a lonely son?
Is he single now or he's just single in the apocalypse?
He's just single in the apocalypse.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, you know, if he's got 3 bottles of water with him.
I think he would probably manage that.
Yeah, I mean, food and water. If he's got some PBJs, I might consider it.
Yeah. Remember, food is the number one priority.
Yeah.
In the apocalypse.
Right. That's what I've heard.
All right. So yeah, you might consider it, right?
Right. So let's talk about it. So what happens? How does the apocalypse happen? And we've kind of sworn off zombies. You said it's not an asteroid. You think it's a civil war. So you think one side or another starts a fight. So you're talking kind of like the World War III nuclear option. Is that?
No, I'm thinking more like, okay, so we've started this red flag gun law. Okay.
Yep, here in Colorado.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't
know. So I assume that starts to spread. Okay, this is just the beginning. It's like the legalization of medical marijuana. You know, you start small, and now we have recreation marijuana available. So I think it just starts to get a little, it grows and grows, and pretty soon nobody has guns anymore.
Hmm. So you think the government's going to be the start?
Yes, yes.
The American government.
The American government. For here.
Interesting.
So we have no guns, and they start imposing some things that we do not like, and thus starts the American apocalypse, the double A.
Okay, so it starts here.
It starts here.
So it's not
baby.
Like Russia throws us a bomb.
No.
Do you think we just self-destruct?
Yeah, I think we just go down the crapper all on our own.
So you think it's kind of like a Rome situation. We just get a little too big for our britches and just kind of implode.
Yep.
Interesting. So American government starts by taking our guns. Where's the apocalypse come in? Is there an uprising?
Yeah, there's a cowboy in Wyoming and his troop, his clan.
Okay, so like a militia.
Yeah.
Probably a man who had 4 boys to prepare for this exact situation, if you will.
But a farmer, not like an urban cool guy like me.
Right. Not quite
so
as hip.
They're like, hey, dude, we need your guns. And he's like, y'all ain't taking my guns. And then,
I feel like I've seen this movie.
What's it called?
I can't remember. I feel like I watched it with you.
Huh.
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
Go ahead and continue. Maybe this is authentic. This is actually authentic.
Yeah. No, this is straight from my mind. I don't think I've seen this or heard this anywhere. This is straight.
Should be a movie.
Straight original. Okay, so someone comes and says, you know, it's time to give us our guns. And people start saying, no, you can't take our guns. You are more than welcome to try, but you can't have them. Okay? So then you have the people who start fighting back. It's a small group. But then it kind of forces everybody to choose sides. I mean, whose sides? I mean, do we believe in the Constitution? Do we believe, you know, in our Second Amendment, right? Do we believe...
Captain America Civil War.
Yeah, exactly.
There it is. That's what was in the back of my head.
Oh, man. Epic.
The Sokovia Accords.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it all starts.
Yeah, that's it, baby.
So are you Team Iron Man or Team Cap on this one?
I'm Team Cap.
Yeah, I mean, who wasn't, right?
Right. Yeah, you got to be. As a man, I feel like that's the only option.
Yeah, it's completely a gender-based opinion.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's how it starts, and it just trickles down to you and I. I don't know how to, you know, I'm not good at the details, right? So you fill in that, you know, sit down and just think about it for a little. However you get to it getting to your house, that's fine and dandy with me.
Yeah, government tries to take your guns. America has more guns per person than anywhere in the world. We say, yeah, that ain't gonna fly. An uprising, government strikes, America gets weak, external foreign powers decide that it's the time to strike, whole world starts spiraling down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could see how that could get there. Seems as plausible as zombies at least.
Yeah, maybe a little less, but...
Maybe a little less.
Yeah, not quite the same right. level, but yeah, it's up there.
Right. I mean, we've seen it in Miami, right? We've seen zombies, practically. Right. Bath salt zombies.
Bath salt zombies.
We've already flirted with it. Already flirted with it.
Man, that I lost a lot of Google time.
Yeah, I lost a lot of sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was going down, my man.
And I tried bath salts. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
If anyone was asking.
Yeah. So I would... So we are teamed up at this point, right?
I mean, I think you asked. I don't know. We landed on anything, but you had enough water?
Okay, I got three bottles.
Yeah, I guess we're teamed up then. Yeah, yeah.
And
me, you, and the 10-year-old.
Yeah, and I know where I know how to turn on a sink, if you know what I'm saying.
I really don't.
I'm saying I know how to get more water from the teat of the tap.
The plumbing teat, if you will. Yes.
Because that will all be working?
That's what most people call it.
Will that all be working?
That's a great question. I don't know. Will the basic infrastructure survive? Probably not, right? If it's the government that's coming down on us.
Okay, so now I'm not feeling as... I was feeling pretty not confident in my abilities to stay alive. And if that's the case, I'm really not feeling confident.
So you're going out on thirst at this point.
Well, no. Food first. Remember, food's the most important. Okay, then water.
I think it's the other way around.
No, dude. It's not. It's food. Okay.
I guess we'll find out shortly.
Yeah. So food, then water. Don't forget that.
Right.
Okay.
I'll try. I probably will because I think it's wrong.
Okay. Well, whatever. So I got my food, you know, water. If the plumbing goes, at least I got my food, right? I think I can make it, I don't know, 100 days without food. And no, 3 days without food, like 100 days without water.
Really think that's backwards.
No, dude. You need to start Googling some stuff.
I'll get right on that afterwards. Yeah. I actually think I just had another applicant for a partner, though, in the apocalypse. So
okay.
It's not personal.
So you don't like my method so far. What's your game plan?
I would say I would probably at least drink water more.
Okay.
That seems like where I would start.
You're gonna die.
I feel like that's step one.
Okay.
Yeah. Shelter, right? Weapons. Antibiotics. Antibiotics are the magic. And I have a lot of those. I've had a lot of back problems, so I'm going to be worth my weight in gold.
Ooh, back problems.
Got a lot
problems.
Of prescriptions, yeah.
So if you got, let's say, who invades us? Let's just pick somebody after they see we're falling apart.
Well, if we are no longer an economic anchor for China, my money's there.
Yeah.
I think they'll probably be the first in.
Okay, so you got a couple of Chinese men or women. Choose whatever you'd like.
Yeah, we're all about equality here.
Yeah. They're chasing you down.
They could both kill me.
And your back starts acting up. What does that look like? How fast are you when your back acts up?
Not super fast. Not super fast. I'd probably have to booby trap my living quarters pretty well.
Ooh.
Yeah, a little home alone, Kevin McAllister style.
Oh, I like it. Some tacks.
Yeah.
Some
have an iron fall on their head or something.
Dude, I love it.
Yeah.
How do you think? Are you pretty handy in that regard? Not crafty. We're looking for handy. You think you're pretty handy?
No, I mean, I think I could rig an iron to fall on someone's head, though. I mean, they do it in Looney Tunes. How hard can it be?
True that.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I think we have a visitor.
Well, that's the one who's going to get left behind.
let's see who our caller is.
Okay. Yeah, so, okay. So we know you're going to have a hard time running, but you are going to booby trap things, which I love that idea. I think I would have some really cool booby traps. Like, I would do the arrows shooting across the hallway.
Oh, that's complicated. That's like tier three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I would probably do.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's next level.
And I'd probably put like a chair in front of some of the ways I didn't want them to walk.
Sounds foolproof.
Yeah. So like,
they're like,
I can't go that way. I'm going to go down this dark hallway.
Yeah.
And then shish kebab.
So our guest, our knock at the door was actually your 8-year-old. I didn't have the heart to tell him that you were going to leave him behind, but I think he may have heard us. I think that's why he was here.
Yeah, he's... I don't know. My wife is... She's pretty intelligent. He might have a better chance with her than with me.
I see.
So I don't know if he's gone. I love you, kid.
You're really selling yourself here as an apocalypse partner, by the way.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's like no bones about it. I mean, I don't think I'm going to do well.
Yeah, I've seen you play Apex Legends. It has me a little nervous.
That's a video game. So, yeah, son that I just saw, you know, if it happens, I love you. I hope the best for you, man.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck. So, let's say a fire happens, right? And the whole city burns. Your compound, because that's what you described. I mean, you basically booby-trapped it, made it into a compound. It's gone. It burns. And you have to flee to the mountains. What do you think your chances are?
Is this in Colorado?
Yeah.
Probably head up to summer camp I used to work at. Just hide out in the woods, see how long I can make it there.
What are you going to eat?
They have a nice stocked lake. Get some trout on.
Mm.
They also have 22 rifles, so I could at least make people really annoyed if they attacked me.
Interesting. I like it.
Right. Yeah, it's a perfect plan.
How long do you think it would take you to get there? No car.
Do I have my bike?
That's a sure
question.
Yeah, right? Sure. You got your bike, whatever.
All right. Okay. I'd say I could probably make it there in 2 days.
In 2 days?
Yeah.
That ain't bad.
Yeah. It's probably so you just 30 make, or 40 miles. I could polish it off in a couple of days.
You just got to make sure you have a meal at some point during that trip, probably. Because again, you can't
live without food. Yeah, it's a lot of calories.
Yeah, and you can't live without
food. I could afford to lose them, though, so.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the apocalypse diet. Have you heard of it?
No.
It's kind of trendy right now.
Dude, maybe I should try that.
Yeah, I hear people are losing averages of 25 pounds on it, so.
Wow, those are some steep returns.
Yeah. It's hard to match. Hard to match.
How long till you lose the 25?
About a week? Depends on how in you are on it.
Interesting.
Can really go either way, yeah.
Well, to all the listeners, we do recommend this, it sounds like, right? We're recommending
apocalypse
this.
Apocalypse diet. Check it out. It's a real thing.
Yeah, no food, no drink. How long?
There's no way we made that up.
2 days?
At least two days, okay. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, to go into ketosis.
Yeah, excellent. Okay, so you're in the mountains. Can you fish?
I mean, I hope so. I'm okay at it now. Can you?
I'd probably implore the, like some kind of buddy system for that. Like, hey, you fish and I will, I'll clean.
So you're the guy we feed for a day.
Yeah.
Give them a fish.
Yeah. If I could dupe someone into that, you know, maybe they think I'm cool. Maybe they're just like, hey, man, I've known you since we were young and I got a soft spot for you, you know?
So in this apocalypse, the difference being is that you're dealing with intelligent beings now, right? So you've got to worry more about strategy than you would with zombies and just pure brute force and location. Now you're thinking about how other intelligent beings might be thinking, when you're going to get looted, when you're going to get attacked, when they notice strike at night, right? All these things that are more tactical than you had to deal with before. So it seems like a little bit of a scarier situation.
Yeah, and now that you're saying that, I really hope those intelligent beings aren't women, because I have no idea how they think. No game plan. No,
no, you have no context.
No context. Yeah.
You've been in a relationship with one for what, 17 years?
Yeah. And I would say I'm 5% more knowledgeable than a person who hasn't been in that situation.
Yeah, you might want to read a couple blogs.
Yeah. So, yeah, well, I'm hose river, man. I'm not feeling great about my chances. Not at all. Not with a buddy system. Even like, I think I'm pretty charming. So I think I could get a guy to kind of be like, hey, man, I'll help you and your boy out, your one boy.
You're going to charm men in the apocalypse? Is that your main strategy? Just want to make sure that we all heard that right.
I don't know if that's in my main strategy.
I mean, it sounded like it.
And not like charm them like, hey, what up, dude? But like, hey,
what up, dude?
Do you have a dog? You know, do you need a best friend? I'm that guy. I fit the bill. I fit the bill.
We're going off topic here.
No.
I feel like we're starting to get a little more personal than we planned.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe a little.
Why is it important if he has a
Okay, let's just play it out this way. I have died within the first 2 days.
Oh, okay.
You're up there.
I'm still around. Okay.
Yeah, you made it up to the mountains on your bike.
Yeah.
And you had a fanny pack or a backpack or something?
Yeah, I would say a backpack, probably.
Okay. And a fanny pack?
Yeah. No, I don't really understand the need of a fanny pack. I've never understood the need of a fanny pack, honestly.
What if you had, like, extra security, like, your really precious valuables in the fanny pack, and, like, they're chasing you, and you realize you need more speed. You gotta ditch the backpack. It's too restrictive.
Yeah.
Now you just got the fanny pack.
Well, I feel like the backpack also has my water, so probably pretty important to keep.
But you could put a sandwich in the fanny pack, right? Or a granola bar.
You could. Yeah, I mean, really, the possibilities are endless.
Right.
Right, it's a fanny pack.
So
right?
did I change your mind about the fanny pack?
No. I think I'd rather die without a fanny pack than survive with one.
All right. Well.
Some lines need to be held, even in the apocalypse, people.
Yeah. You never know. You may be caught on video. A single girl may see you riding your bike with a fanny pack.
Last thing you want to do is survive the whole apocalypse and then have a YouTube clip of you with a fanny pack.
Yeah. Not great.
You're not going to recover from that.
Not great at all, man.
Yeah. Worst case scenario.
Okay. So you've made it up the hill. You're on your bike. I don't know how you made it through the mountains. I can't.
Don't worry about that. It's just logistics.
Okay. I can't even pedal.
Those
my
are the details. You hate. Yeah.
Okay. So then what? You've been up there for a week, let's say. You're fishing, and then they kind of come attack you. What do you think about your game plan? If they come up the road, you know, they drive their vehicles up the road, and they see this little camp.
Well, it's nice to have a area that you're staying where you know the land better than them. So I'd have a little bit of a default position where I know the way around camp that they don't know, right? All the spots, all the high points, visibility. I got my .22 rifles, so I can at least make them real annoyed when I hit them with a .22 caliber round. So that'll probably go over pretty well. Hopefully have my G17 with me. I'd say I'd probably try and find the high ground. Maybe make sure I'm sleeping off the main trails, figure out if I can see them and hear them before they see me. It's Apex Legends all over again, right? I mean, just get the high ground. I think that's popular with the kids nowadays. I'm joking. I'm actually really good at it.
Yeah, I don't know. In a video game, I don't know where I'd be safe. If I could find a bush,
probably not a great place.
But if they couldn't see into the bush... Because here's the thing. In the video games, if I have high ground, low ground, medium ground, if I sneak up behind you, I don't have a very strong chance of killing you.
Yeah.
So like
I've noticed.
If that translates to real life, like, you know, find a bush, right? Like, I don't want to shoot it. I don't want to let anyone know.
It's what we call bathtubbing in the video game world. Hide in the bathtub until the round is over.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
And you think that could be a thing? In the apocalypse?
Can it be a thing? Yes. Should it be? Is a conversation I think for later.
Okay. Again, so I'm probably dead again, even though we've discovered this new technique.
Right.
I probably still hasn't helped me.
Right. I don't know how bathtubbing translates to the real world.
Okay. All
right. Good to know. I haven't actually tried it yet.
Good to know.
I just feel like we could start our own underground society, though. Right.
When? Like after they move on?
Equilibrium with Christian Bale. Just kind of have a whole underground society.
Who's we? Is this the people that have made it up there with you? Like, is this an asylum that, like, you broadcast over the radio and they figure it out where you are? Or?
Yeah, kind of like a bird box type deal.
Okay.
Right. A sanctuary, if you will.
Nice.
Yeah. And then,
dude, I like it.
I mean, I feel like I'm leading it in my head. I don't know why. I just feel like I'm in charge.
Well, you were probably up there first because you grabbed a bike when all the other idiots tried to run through the woods.
Yeah.
Well, you took your bike on the road.
Right.
Obviously.
Right.
So that's why you started.
Of course, maybe the road is foolish in such a scenario. Maybe people are waiting, looting, waiting to loot you.
Not mine.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen Book of Eli.
Well, here's a thought. You know, I do have an electric vehicle that maybe you could borrow.
You shouldn't tell people that. You shouldn't tell people you have an electric vehicle.
Okay. But I'm just saying, since I didn't make it, maybe you decide to go that route. You know, take that.
So come to your house and steal your car
yeah.
is what you're saying, essentially. I mean, Now that I have it recorded, I don't know that it's really stealing. You practically gave it to me.
I gave it to you.
Yeah. It's a gift at this point. And I would hope in the apocalypse I don't have to make your payments.
No.
Yeah. They're ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And no one needs... I mean, my wife's not going to need it. She's got too many kids.
Right. She's already toast.
Yeah.
She's trying to drive around the
baby. I only made it like a day later, so... You take that thing, get up the mountain, and start your sanctuary.
I mean, hey, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Even it's so quiet, too.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. So, just as we're wrapping up, how long you think you could make it? Years?
It's a great question. It's a great question. I mean, I think I have the beard of someone who could survive for quite a while.
I would say you have the beard of someone who can survive a while.
Yeah, while. Yeah. And I mean, it really, my Palestinian roots, when it really goes, when I really let it go, it really goes. So, I mean, I think just I could have the look of someone who's been around the block, you know. So, yeah, I think if I could make it up to the camp, really all the questions are going to be, can I make it up there? If I could make it up there and I have a lake full of breeding trout and a fishing pole and some accommodations and some shelter, some drinking water, I could probably make it for a while.
Don't forget food.
Yeah, that's the trout.
Oh, right, right, right. And don't forget, you have to catch those buggers.
Yeah. Fortunately, I'm practically a professional.
Okay, well, dude, it sounds like you've given the listeners a lot to chew on, a lot of good ideas.
Right.
Sorry
you died, man.
No, it's okay.
Wish there was more I could have done.
It's okay, man.
But you get it.
Yeah, I get it. I did a lot of kids, a lot of
Sorry about your kids.
A lot of
too.
Things happened, you know.
I think secretly we're gonna find out that your wife survived, though.
Oh, she's gonna make it.
Yeah.
If I was with her, she probably wouldn't make it, but. On her own, I think she'll make it. I think she'll be.
She'd never say it though. She loves you too much.
Oh, so much, man.
Yeah,
she's the best. All right. Well, I hope you guys got some ideas of you know, maybe it started the think tank of what you would do, and maybe you start gearing up, preparing yourself. Maybe you don't know how to catch a fish. Maybe you don't know how to shoot a gun. Maybe you start preparing for that stuff, and you're ready to go. You're good to go, whether it be zombies, civil war. Asteroid.
It could be an asteroid.
Asteroid, yeah. That's
what happened
that's
to our
likely.
Poor reptile friends.
Mm-hmm.
Or so they say.
Mm-hmm.
A flood.
Floods.
Maybe a flood, yeah.
Is that fires, tornadoes, natural disaster?
Yeah, we could all die
could
so many ways.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't let that get you down, though.
Yeah. I'm hoping you're feeling upbeat. Hope you're feeling excited to seize the day tomorrow. And just want to leave you with the note that Jonathan has started drinking tea.
It's really good for you, green tea. Antioxidants.
And thus, we might be ending the podcast.
Talk to you all later.
Bye.